This is Speaking of Events, the podcast for event industry leaders. We bring together innovators, strategic rock stars, and visionary creatives to talk all about events, industry trends, and anything in between. And speaking of events, here is your host, Carrie Garbus.
I officially moved to New York City in September of 1993, and one of my first acting jobs was doing a student film for someone who was getting their graduate degree at Pace University. And it's highly encouraged for new actors coming into the city or new to the business at all to seek out student films to gain experience as And as a mostly theater actor, I wanted some film experience. I wanted to be well-rounded. So I send in my headshot. I get the job at this as a young bride in this student film. And I have to be on set downtown at some crazy time. I remember being like, oh, this time is outrageous. And remember at the time I was only an actor, not working in the corporate environment at all. So it was probably like 7 a.m. and it felt like 3 a.m. And I ended up filming so I get there at 7 a.m. I end up filming until like 6:30 in the evening, and it was getting so dim in the daylight because we filmed outside. I ended up having to go back again the following week and refilm because the lighting wasn't good. Overall, my experience on my first student film with Pace students was fantastic. Every single person I worked with, which is either a graduate student or an undergraduate student at Pace, was warm, welcoming, professional, and willing to give themselves to simply better the project rather than making themselves shine. And I also found today's guest, also a Pace graduate, by the way, the same warm, welcoming, professional, willing to give herself to better the project that she is working on, which for the next few minutes is Speaking of Events, which is very exciting. So I am honored. Please give a warm Pace University welcome to Associate Director Marketing and Event Management at the New York Academy of Medicine, Nicole Nichols. Good morning here when we're recording. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh my God, that was such an amazing introduction. Like, that just perks. I was like, oh, that's me she's talking about.
It was. Yes, it was. It is inspired by you. And
thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I'm fairly confident anyone I would talk to in your world of events and experience, which is vast, and we're going to talk about it, they would very much give you a similar introduction, I have no doubt.
Aw, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nicole is here. She is blossoming behind her. If you're not watching, she has a beautiful, serene tree of life, is what you call it? Is
that, yes, I do. Yes.
Tree of life behind her that she painted herself. So we are not just talking to somebody who is talented in the event space, but also in the create. Well, that's not surprising, right? Somebody in events is talented and creative.
Right.
However, beautifully artistically created, and it's calming me this morning. So thank you so much, Nicole.
Oh, you're welcome.
I would like to ask my first question, which I do of all my guests, which is, what is the one thing you wished more people knew about events?
Oh, you know, I'm going to go to my tried and true and say, I wish people would know that events are an experience. They're not just events. You know, it's about the experience of when you step in to that space. It could be as, you know, easy it is to register, to, you know, get a cup of coffee, or it could be when you're in an immersive experience, you know, where there's, you know, lights and everything's going off, but it's the experience that gives you that feeling of, wow, that's taking you out of your regular day for however long you're in that space. And you're just like, wow, this is fantastic. So I wish more people knew that.
Yes, an event is not an event, it's an experience.
Absolutely.
Ideally, if I'm attending, if I'm immersing myself in an experience or an event that is an experience, what do I, as the attendee, what would you want me to walk away with? What sort of feeling, and how long do you want that feeling to last?
Oh, I want that feeling to last forever.
Yes, right? Yes.
I want that feeling to last as long as it possibly can, you know, to go on for years, to the point where, you know, when you see that brand or when you see that graphic, you're like, oh, that was the event I went to that year. Oh my God, it was so great. It was fantastic. And you're calling your friends like, we need to go. We need to go. We need to go to this conference. You're calling your coworkers. This is the conference we need to be at. That to me is the measure of a great attendee experience. When they go through the whole journey and at the end, they're like, wow, this is fantastic. I'm so glad I came, you know?
Yes.
So that's so important. I think that is, some might disagree, but I think that's the biggest return on investment for any organization, is that when you can get return clients, return attendees, and who will give their testimony to, this is the place you need to be.
Absolutely. If people are calling and saying, I wish you were here, this is amazing, or I had the best time, I already signed up for next year, you need to come, that absolutely, that's mm-hmm. that is an experience that sticks with you.
Absolutely.
And then, so if you're working on, you have an event, it's a huge hit, mm-hmm. then what do you need to look at for the next year? Is it then just, well, it really worked really well, so let's do it again, assuming there's no global mm-hmm. pandemic and we have to massively pivot.
Right. Right. Extenuating circumstances.
Right.
You know, however the event you know, ends up being, whether it's great, good, or needs a little tweaking, I think there's always room to enhance, to improve the experience. You know, it may not be a complete overhaul, but somewhere there's an aspect of it where it can reach that next level. And that's really where you want your event to go, is to reach that level of like, wow, there's always space for us to expand this, to grow this, to make this a little larger, you know? One of the components I talk to clients now about is health and wellness and how to incorporate that into their experiences, because more so now, yes, there's all, you know, there's a monetary aspect to, you know, a lot of the events that you go to. But what I have found and seen is that it's more so now about the time. We're asking people of their time now. And time is crucial. And as you mentioned, being that, you know, we're kind of sort of, I won't say still, but there's lingering factors at play. And time is so important to people when you're asking them to give 8 hours. You know, most of these events are not, you know, snap, quick, pop, and, you know, I'm done in like 2 hours. There's travel time. There's actually being present at the space. And people's minds are going of like, you know, I have work at, you know, I have work at my job. I have this personally. So time is really important to people more so now than ever. So when you're asking someone to come to your event, you have to think, what is going to draw them? What is going to get them out of their chairs and spend even half a day with us? What are we offering? You know, and, yes. And that goes into health and wellness.
Yes, absolutely. It maybe has to do with what's happened the past couple of years.
Oh, 100%. 100%. You know, now you're seeing people are working more remotely than ever before, you know. So people at home more, and yes, they're working, but they are now in their personal space. And when you're in that space and asking people to come out, so people of You know, we can't negate the fact that our personal lives now are has meshed completely, wholeheartedly with our professional, you know, careers. All right. So you're asking people are like, well, at 3 o'clock, I have to go pick up my kid. You know, so when I look at events, it's like, okay, what is so drawing for us that's going to make people say, listen, okay, I can give you XYZ amount of time, you know, or you know what? I got a babysitter. I'm going to be at this event. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but
no, that, I mean, that's what I was thinking was me for me. Yes. I'm in that situation. I have 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock pickup. So, okay, what would motivate me to get the babysitter?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. What are we talking about? What, you know, who do we have as speakers, you know, that's just going to draw people in?
Yeah. You know, I love to talk about speakers. That's my jam.
Ah, yes.
So great segue, Nicole. Thanks for making me not work very hard today. I appreciate that. What? Because you opened the door, I'm walking through it and all going right. to ask, mm-hmm. do you have a speaker disaster story you could share?
Oh, I think I think in events, we all have our disaster stories. Yes, I do have a story that it did not go very well at all. I can laugh about it now, but at the time I wasn't laughing.
Those are the best stories that you were crying then and laughing now.
I was in the back just like, is this really happening right now? I hope it's not, but I think that it is. No, I had a speaker. Well, I'll say it this way. You know, speakers are, of course, they're great. You know, they bring so much to an event, you know? So yes. When we're looking at who's that great speaker who can bring the bodies into the space, you know, and we see them and they're so prolific and we're like, oh, they're great. And then they get to us or whoever's event they're speaking at. And it's like, oh, you're a little bit different than you was on your tape. Hold right. on, wait. And they start going far left. And you're like, wait, no, it's not. And I had a speaker that way that, you know, we had went through all the entire checklist of like, okay, your topic and how much time you have. And, you know, it had been massaged and we're like, two thumbs up. We're great. This is going to be fantastic. Okay. About 2 minutes in, they went off topic. It became a personal melody. And I was like, wait, hold on. Too far. Wait.
Not what we discussed.
Yes. And we tried everything to, you know, we even had their people kind of, you know, yes, it really, yes. They were telling personal stories.
Personal stories have a place. Right. We coach,
it was too personal. It was not relevant to the event and there was no way to make it connect.
Right.
So
okay.
they
right.
essentially had lost their audience.
It sounds like it became a therapy session, a very yes. public therapy session.
Very public. And I just remember people's faces even now, and they were like, and they're looking at, like, did you hear that? And they're like, yeah.
And if you're only listening, Nicole's face is like, it's like a flat, like a no express, like a stunned face looking around confused.
Literally, it's like that moment. I'll compare it to this. It's that, if for those who have children, it's that moment that your child or, you know, your family, that small family member is in the school play and mm-hmm. you've rehearsed with them and it's like, okay, we are ready to go. And their part comes and about like 30 seconds in, you're like, oh, they're going downhill. Man down. And that's what it was like with that speaker. Yes.
Do you remember what you were doing, what your face was doing? Were you standing, were you stunned or pretending it wasn't happening?
I was cringing. I was like, I'm in the twilight zone right now. I said, I'm going to wake up from this. I didn't, because one of my colleagues at the time came up to me and was like, are you hearing this? And I was like, okay, I guess I am, because you just asked me if I'm hearing this and you're hearing it too. Okay.
Right.
I said, yeah. I said, we're going to have to bite the bullet. And eventually what happened was, because they literally kept going.
Wow.
They kept going. Yes. So we literally had to get our MC to segue them out off stage. It was like, oh my God, you know, and thank God for the MC, because they kind of, you know, tied it up as best as they could. But it was like, whoa, that was a lot.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow. I am sorry you had to go through that. You're not alone. I've heard a lot over the almost 20 something episodes now, speaking of events that I've recorded, everybody's got those cringeworthy, the event professionals in the back, like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And you prepped this individual. You said you had the checklist, you had the topic, the audience, the details. So on top of that, if we're providing great information for our speakers, and as the speaker coaches, we always encourage the speakers, get all this information, know who your audience is. What else do you want? What else did you want or wish speakers did more of, so that we avoid that? Obviously, go to therapy prior to your speaking engagement. Please. And then.
Please, yes. I would say to speakers, do a little bit of research on the industry.
Absolutely.
That your audience is in. Just a little bit, not in depth. And then be able to tie in those, if you want to say, personal sort of touch points, making it relevant and also making it impactful for them, you know, especially when, you know, you're speaking at, let's say, 8-ish in the morning, you know, you're that first, you know, speaker or the keynote speaker, you know, so making it personal, having a personal touch, making it relevant through the personal connection, okay? And how it translates into the industry, their profession.
Yes. They're setting the tone for the entire event. That's the first impression.
Absolutely.
And that can really stick with the participant.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
Fantastic advice. Do some research about the audience. Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know a lot about different types of audiences. Right now you're in medical events on the nonprofit side. Mm-hmm. Prior, you were at Bloomberg events doing corporate side. What are the big, can you talk to me about some of the big differences and there?
I would say one of the big differences between corporate versus nonprofit is that with corporate, it's the experiential event marketing piece to it. Versus nonprofit, it's knowledge base. Right? It's instructional. It's I don't want to say tutoring, but almost a mentoring of sorts of information. With corporate, it's about brand awareness. It's about the client experience. It's about the direct connections, so to speak, and not even on an audience level, but also on an organizational level. So I would say those are really the big differences between corporate and nonprofit.
And in your role now, what's different now than when you were doing Bloomberg events? Is it similar? Are you doing very different things?
The biggest difference that I've encountered, and I've been at my current role for now 7 years, is that I have to take clients through the event life cycle. I've had many, many clients who will come in, I laugh because they think that they have planned out this well thought out, conference or meeting or whatever it is. And I start asking questions, as I'm a questions person. And they're like, we actually never thought about that. Wow, thanks for asking that. We didn't think about that. And I'm like, that's what I'm here for. So that's, the main difference with what I do now versus at, let's say, Bloomberg, which is where they had many internal departments, So they had those individuals who were focused on, let's say, sales, marketing, all of the check boxes when you're talking about event marketing. On the flip side with nonprofit, it's a little bit different. So it can be a department within a healthcare system, per se, or it could be a small, organization in general that don't have this multi-level hierarchy, so to speak.
Is there anything you missed from the corporate side?
Oh, stop it.
I'm getting in the tough questions.
I know, stop it. I won't lie. There is something to be missed about, corporate event planning. I think it's more so the real creative aspect of it, which speaks to my spirit. I'm a creative spirit. As you mentioned, yes. My tree of life.
As we know, yes.
So it's that creativity, when you're bringing the brand to life through graphics, even through words, when you're working with marketers, how do we market to these different demographic of ours? So words are your friends. They become your friends if they're not already. So that aspect, I would say, I miss.
Words are your friends. I agree. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it. We hinted at it. We have had a tumultuous 2 years. It has. Yes. Where do you see the industry going from here, as we are still, at least my perspective, I feel like we are still crawling out. Maybe we're starting to stand up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Where do you see that we're going now after this thing?
I see it's onward and upward. Events are not going anywhere. And I say that because, and let me be more specific, in-person events are not going anywhere. Okay. It's, and I always bring things back to us being human beings. Okay. As humans, we have to see it, we have to touch it, we have to feel it. And it's those things that speak to our senses that live events do for us. Okay. And that's that whole experience piece that I'm speaking to. Okay. When you're bringing your event to life, it's like, are you touching on those points? Can people feel it? Can they see it? That's that experience. And live events do that. And that's why they'll never go away. In terms of, the hybrid experience, the virtual experience, those actually have always been there. They just weren't at the top of the list per se. So instead of them now being, let's say, in the top 10, they're now actually either tied at one or the top two. Okay. So it's just automatic that if you have a live event, that an added value to your live event is that virtual component.
Yep.
Because it allows you to cast your net wider. But events aren't going anywhere. I see it in my day-to-day now. People are ready to get back out there. Now, maybe it's not as large as it was pre-pandemic. Right now, because people are still taking baby steps, but are live events taking place and is the industry absolutely ready? 100%. 100%.
Agreed. Nice thoughts. Thank you. I'm standing a little taller now. Thank you very much.
Well, that's good.
I want to switch gears a tiny bit and talk about you. And how did we get here? You went to Pace University. We already heard that. Or I said it, you didn't, I said it. And then you're, so Pace to the New York Academy mm-hmm. of Medicine. What happened? There was a couple years in between. Yeah. What happened?
Accident. I won't tell a lie. You know, I studied psychology at Pace. Well, I'm gonna try to be brief. So before psychology, I was gonna be a computer science major. At the time, that's what it was. Computer science was the thing.
Yep. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I got through freshman year. I was like, I'm done. This isn't working. I was like, I have to switch out. It's not working. Took sophomore year. I was like, okay, I'm not sure. Yes. And I'm gonna say by junior year, I was like, okay, psychology is it. Psychology. Mm-hmm. So I went into that. After graduating, I was like, all right, so what do I do now? What do I do with this? So I ended up at a media rep firm in Midtown. I did that for a little while. I was like, I don't know about this. This ain't speaking to my spirit. Okay. And just by literal accident, because I really didn't know what I wanted, but I knew I wanted and needed a job. Okay. And I pleasantly fell into working for a privately held trade show and events company. Okay. And I have to say, Carrie, that was the absolute best experience ever, because being that it was privately held, so everything was in-house, the marketing, the advertising, the promotion, the sales, the event planning / management of it, operate, it was all in-house. So I literally got to learn the business from A to Z.
That's great.
And I think now it's funny how, you know, at the time you're like, oh, this is a lot. But, and I'm really dating myself, but like 20 years plus in, I look at that experience as, oh my God, I am so grateful and thankful that I had that. Because it really laid the foundation for me and my professional career. You know, and from there, you know, I went to nonprofit, went back to corporate. So I've done, you know, I go back and forth. But I will say this is that events, you know, I'm always going to do events. Always. It's my passion. It speaks to my, I keep talking about it speaks to my spirit, because it really does. You know, success for me is when my clients at the end of their event, conference, whatever it is, it's like, Nicole, thank you so much. That was amazing. Thank you for all your help. So appreciative. Is when they are happy at the outcome. I may think differently. I may think, oh my God, we have to do this. But my clients are like, no, this is amazing. Thank you so much. But yeah, I fell into events by accident, completely by accident. Didn't know what I wanted to do. Didn't know who I wanted to be. But events helped me, you know, find who I was and what I was supposed to be doing. And I love it.
That's it right there. What else? Wow. It connected with your spirit. That really spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. You're a hardcore New Yorker, born in New York. Have you ever lived anywhere else?
No.
I really thought you were, going to answer, why would I?
No, born and bred. I've traveled extensively, but nope, born and bred New Yorker.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to round out this conversation if you're ready, unless you have anything last to say before I take you to the special ending of the podcast.
Oh, wait, special ending. Okay, go ahead. Yes. I'm ready.
Okay, you're ready. Okay, the special ending is our Lightning Express round.
Oh, shucks. Okay.
Okay, so Nicole Nichols, are you ready? I'm going to put 45 seconds on the clock. I'm going to give you 7 questions. Ready?
I'm ready. Go.
Excellent. What is your favorite moment in the event process?
All of it.
Of course it is. I love, you're like a big hug to the event. Yeah. Who do you consider your mentor?
Oh, it was a young lady, again, at my very first job, when I very first started at the trade show company.
At the trade show company, yeah.
And Angelia Singleton, just an amazing young woman. And I just remember how I was like, wow, I want to grow up to be her.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite thing about being a New Yorker?
That I can just walk out my door and find anything that I need at the drop of a hat.
Yes. Yes. I remember that. Yes.
Yes.
What do you do every day to stay healthy and sane?
Oh, I have to be quick with this one. Okay. I meditate. I do yoga. Yes. And I have a cup of tea. I'm not a coffee drinker. Don't hate on me. But I'm a tea drinker. Yeah. And those are my three things that keep me sane.
I know a lot of righteous tea drinkers. I'm behind you. I'm not one of you. I am behind you. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you weren't talking to me right now, what would you be doing?
Probably planning out the next 2 weeks of my life. And yes, I said that. I'm not just a professional planner. I'm a personal planner. If you let my son tell it, he's like, she plans every single thing. I plan going to the grocery store. I plan, okay, this is what the day looks like on the weekend. What are we doing? Boom. So that is what I would be doing. I'd probably be writing on some sticky pad or in my handy dandy notebook.
Yes. Oh, we're very similar. I like it. All right. Nicole, what does PACE stand for?
Oh, shoot. You know, it's been a while since I graduated.
Wait. I know. And I had to look it up. Like, I didn't know off the top. I just wondered if you did. It stands for, interesting, I learned something, Pathway to Academic Career Excellence. Did you know that?
I don't think that existed when I was there. And yeah, I'm going to say like I'm really old.
But okay. First of all, you're younger than me. Second of all, she wasn't, it didn't exist. But also, isn't that cool? PACE, Pathway to Academic Career Excellence.
Okay. I love it.
And it certainly was. The final question, what is the best way to take care of an event professional?
Oh, say thank you. Say thank
you. Simple, perfection, doable by everyone. Say thank you.
Don't forget about your event professional.
Do not forget. Yes.
We're human too. And we have feelings. So please just say thank you.
Nicole Nichols, thank you for completing the Lightning Express round. You did it. Congratulations.
This was fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We and a hearty, holistic, gigantic thank you for being a guest on Speaking of Events. This was exactly what I expected. Warm, welcoming, inspiring, and we learned a bunch of things too. So thank you so much for that. Thank you to, and Nicole, if people want to get in touch with you, connect with you, where can they find you?
You can find me right on LinkedIn. I am a firm LinkedIn user.
A firm. Did you say firm? Is that what a firm?
Yeah, a firm LinkedIn user.
I liked it. I'm a big fan of LinkedIn. We will post Nicole's LinkedIn link on our show notes as well. I highly recommend you connect. She is a font of knowledge and inspiration, as you heard, if you got this far, and I hope you did, because you'd have missed some good stuff. Thank you again, Nicole. I really appreciate your time today. Thanks.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was such a pleasure and so much fun. You know, you don't realize how long you've been in events or actually what you do. We just do what we do. And if, you know, as an event professional, yeah, we just off and running. So when you actually have to sit down and think of like responses, you're like, oh, wait a minute, I need a second. Hold on.
Good.
Thank you so much. This was amazing.
You are welcome. You are so welcome. Thank you to our audience. What a gift we got today. And remember, if you like events, if you love events like we do, and even if you loathe events, although we do think something's wrong with you, we want you to tell someone about this podcast and go and rate us. Give us 5 stars. Nicole deserves 5 stars. Come on. Oh, thank you again.
Well, listen, Carrie deserves 5 stars too for creating this platform. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Remember to tune into our next episode as well. And remember that whatever you speak about, remember to be speaking of events. Thank you so much.
Speaking of Events is sponsored by Ovation, the gold standard for professional presence and speaker development training, helping everyone get prepared. Get confident and get ovation.